Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bill Narlsky. Batting second. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Skarret. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Morris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Morris. And now, play ball. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rothrock, who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive towards left. Skarret chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Skarret. Sewell moves to third. Averill moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rothrock, who is chasing the ball. Fonseca reaches third base with a triple. Sewell scores. Averill scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive towards first. Toth reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Narlsky catches it and throws to third to double up Fonseca. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Narlsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlsky hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Skarret is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarret hits a line drive towards the mound. Farrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up towards first. Toth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skerritt. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Farrell moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Morgan scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Erle Virrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Heving and he is safe. Sewell steals second. Erle Virrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Virrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skerritt. Virrell reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Ed Carroll now pitching. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. Barrett moves to third. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Tote moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball towards right. Morgan settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Morgan. Tote tags and moves to third. Heving tags and moves to second. Ed Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tote tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0-for-1 in the game. Narlski hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell bunts towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Hodapp scores. Gardner moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-2, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Skerritt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 0 for 1 in the game. Skarrat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hebbing hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morgan. Hebbing reaches second base with a double. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Narlsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Narlsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skarrat strikes out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hebbing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hodapp can't make a play. That's a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morgan. Tote reaches second base with a double. Reagan moves to third. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to home to get Reagan. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ken Williams pinch hits for Hal Rhein. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tote scores. Hebbing moves to third. It's 7-3, Indians. Wally Gerber pinch runs for Ken Williams. Elliot Bigelow pinch hits for Ed Carroll. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow takes first base on ball 4. Gerber moves to second. Bobby Reeves pinch runs for Elliot Bigelow. Bill Narlsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlsky is 0-for-3 in the game. Narlsky strikes out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Gerber now playing shortstop. Bill Bain now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 8-3, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skarrat. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Averill goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Indians. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. It's 10-3, Indians. Ray Dobenz now pitching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hodapp hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narlski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skarrat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a line drive into right field. Morgan picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Morgan. Skarrat moves to third. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Reagan strikes out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tote hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Skarrat tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-4, Indians. Bob Barrett pinch hits for Johnny Heving. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Barrett now playing third base. Alex Gaston now catching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Dobenz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobenz hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0-for-4 in the game. Narlski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Narlski reaches second base with a double. Gerber moves to third. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Skarrat takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett, who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narlski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill scores. One out. It's 11-4, Indians. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Falk reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to third. Two outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gardner strikes out. Gaston drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gardner out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive towards third. Sewell catches it and throws to first to double up Gaston. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.